Remain standing. Would you please turn your Bibles to Mark, the 9th chapter this morning. Mark, the 9th chapter. We'll be reading from the 17th verse going all the way to the 26th verse. Mark, the 9th chapter. When you reach it, please say amen. We're going to be reading from the 17th verse. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 17. And it reads as this from the King James Version. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son which had a dumb spirit. And whosoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and garnisheth with his teeth and pinneth away. And I spake to thy disciple that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, and straightway the spirit teareth him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Key verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Let me read this again, the key verse for this morning. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And enter in no more into him. Last verse. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was of one dead in so much that many said, he is dead. That is the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. The title of this word this morning is entitled, Nothing is Impossible with God if you believe. Nothing is impossible with God if you believe. Let me read the key verse this morning from the Amplified. I wanted to give a good explanation. Mark 9 and 23 says to him, you say to me, if you can't, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. I found that very powerful. The one who believes and trusts in me. Scripture tells us that numerous times that nothing is impossible with God. The Bible encourages us to believe and to trust God that all things are possible with him. There is nothing hard for God to do. Do you believe that this morning, brothers and sisters? Is there anything too hard for our God to do? He can do the impossible, what seems impossible, to the impossible to make it possible. He works miracles even in the midst of extreme impossible circumstance. The impossible things can happen because nothing is impossible with God. God can do miracles as many as he wants because he is God. He is Elohim. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is Almighty God. There's no God like Jehovah because there's no other God that can stand before our God because he's mighty. Our God cannot do miracles to those who don't want to receive his miracles. You got to want to receive it. You got to believe it. You got to trust in him for it. Nothing is impossible with God if you believe. Many times when Jesus was healing people or delivering people, he says, by your faith, you are healed. So that indicates to me that we have to believe God with our faith. Salvation begins with faith. Salvation will end with faith. You got to keep letting your measure of faith grow. Faith without works is dead. And you've got to continue to have faith, even through every circumstance, even through every trial, even through every death, even through every issue, even through the issues of life. You've got to continue to trust God, even when you can't even believe it. If you can believe it, all things are possible with him who believes. God can deliver you from your challenges that you are facing even right now. But he can't do it without your faith. You need faith that is just of a seed of a mustard seed to believe God so that you can move mountains. You just need a little bit of faith to do what you are asking God to do in your life. And if you are going through something right now, I dare you to believe God to change your circumstance. I dare you to trust God to let him move that issue. I dare you to trust God for your healing. I dare you to open up your spirit and let God increase your faith and see how he works in your life. However, when we are faced with difficult situations, people tend to struggle believing God for the answer or the deliverance or the healing for whatever they're dealing with. As a matter of fact, believing through your mind is easy. But in actuality, you only agree in your mind and in your thought that God will fulfill his word. However, believing in your mind but in your heart is where you need to believe God. The Bible teaches us believing in your heart, not in your mind, will make the word of God manifest naturally in the spirit realm and eventually in the natural realm. The Bible says, so is the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think blessed, you will be blessed. If you think healing, you will be healed. If you think death, death will come upon you. If you think sickness, sickness will come upon you. If you believe God for your financial miracle will come. If you believe God for your salvation, you will have salvation. If you believe God for deliverance for your children, deliverance will come for your children. If you believe God for God to deliver your family, God will deliver your family in his time. Not your time or your season, but in his time. Your mind can only imagine or think or wish or hope for the answer. But believing with your heart is believing beyond your imagination or what you can even ask or think. Believing in your heart is a spiritual wisdom, dynamic force that activates with your spirit man, that activates the spirit of God to operate into the natural, the earthly realm. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's why it's so important that you put on the helmet of salvation, because your thought process has to be renewed and your mind has to be conformed to the word of God. Your mind has to be transformed by the spirit of God so that you can grasp the spiritual things of God, that your spirit can connect with the spirit of God. Your mind can easily be swayed and lose focus of the promise. That's why the Bible says that double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. Not just some of their ways, but in all their ways. One minute you're hot, next minute you're cold. One minute you're saved, one minute you're not saved. One minute you want to go, one minute you don't want to go. One minute you want to save for the kingdom, one minute you don't want to run for the kingdom. That's a double-minded person. Your mind got to be transformed by the word of God.
Your mind got to be steadfast, unmovable on the word of God. Set your affection on things up above, not on the things on the earth. Think of the things that are just, that are pure, that are honest, that are sincere. Get your mind right and in the right frame so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. You see, the problem is with people who rationalize with everything that's going on in their life. If they can't touch it, they can't believe it. If they can't see it, they won't believe it. If they can't hear it, they can't believe it. But when you are a child of God, you've got to step out of your Adamic nature and into your spiritual nature, which you have to think and believe beyond your senses. Your senses will oftentimes fool you and get you messed up and outside of the will of God. If you stay in the spirit, because remember, we are spiritual beings. If we trust God and believe in faith and walk in the spirit, because the Bible said the just shall live by faith. If you live by faith and walk by faith and operate in the spirit realm of the faith realm, things will manifest in your life. So that's why it's important that the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Faith is absolutely necessary for miracles, healing, and deliverance. You only need a little bit of faith for God to do what he wants to do in your life. You just got to build on your faith. You just got to keep hearing the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is a problem. The reason why many saints of God can't build their faith, because you're not listening to the word of God. You're not studying the word of God. You're not seeking the word of God. And that's why everything else that's coming in your spirit is causing your faith to dwindle down. You got to study your word. Just like you get 3 meals a day, you got to feed your spirit man the word of God. Excuse me. You got to feed your spirit man the word of God. It's not just enough for you to come on Sunday and hear the word of God. You've got to read the scriptures, study the scriptures, pray and ask God to enlighten your understanding before you begin to read the word of God. Open up those scriptures to me, Holy Spirit. Let him speak to you. Many times we have read even the 23rd Psalms, and when you go back and read it over, God gives you another nugget, another inquiry. And you say, I read this from I was a child, oh God, and I thought I understand what it really was for you to be my shepherd. But now that you done brought it more into light and to a greater understanding, I now understand you. So that means that we have to keep studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We got to keep feeding our spirit. We got to keep letting God fill us with the word of God. But when we are filled with the word of God, we also got to share the word of God. We got to witness with the word of God. We got to go tell it on the mountain. We got to go share it from sea to sea. We got to speak it to our family. We got to share it with our neighbors. We got to share it with our coworkers. We got to share it with people on the bus. We got to share it with people that we come in contact in the store. Sometimes all you got to say to a clerk that is having a bad day, Jesus loves you, and it could turn our whole day around. All you got to say to that man or that woman that's stacking that shelf, that I'm praying for you that you don't catch COVID. I'm praying for you that while you are working, nothing happens to you, because I need for you to be at work so I can get that canned goods. That will encourage someone, and it may even get their lives from darkness to light. One word, Jesus, can turn a person's life all the way around. Jesus loves you. It's all we may have to say. You don't have to give your testimony. All you got to say is Jesus loves you. That's enough. That is more than enough, because when Jesus enters a person's life, he comes to heal, he comes to deliver, he comes to set free, he comes to break up fallow ground, he comes to destroy stronghold, he comes to uproot everything that is not of God and loose that person. We often rationalize about what we think or what our senses are going on. And oftentimes, we need to understand that our senses does not compare or always agree with the word of God. Because many things that have happened in your life, you know it and I know it, that even in my own life, it is only because of God. And it was impossible, but God made it possible. Where you are from January to today, it's all of God's miracle all by itself. You, many of us who works in the hospital know that it's God's will and God's miracle that we are still yet standing. People have gone on and gone home, gone on to glory. People have gotten sick around us, but nothing came upon us because we serve the only true and living God. He said, I'll be your banner. When the diseases come upon them, they will back up because you are anointed, because you are covered by my blood. You are covered by my spirit. We don't have fear, but we trust in God. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong power, and the mighty we run right in. If you trust him, just keep believing. If you hold your hand and let the Lord fight your battle, I guarantee you, he'll see you through. He'll work it out in your favor. Just keep trusting. Just keep believing. Just keep understanding that whatever is going on, God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. I come to preach this morning because there's many people right now inside of a hospital room that don't even have activities of their limb. Some right now that we have seen on stretchers, and we prayed for them and God waked them up out of their deathbed. We are thankful that we serve a God that is a God that can change the impossible to make it possible. We know that it is only God that can do what he said he can do. Only him can bring the dead to life. Only him can wake up your dead situations. You got to be able to trust him. You got to be able to believe him. Because right now, it's the real testing of your faith. Pastor preached a few weeks ago, what is your walk of faith? Because if you are walking by faith and trusting God, you know that this season in our life is a testing of your faith. It's a testing. Are you rooted, grounded in God? Are you cemented in God? Are you planted? Anything that's not rooted and grounded will be plucked up. We trust in the only true living God. We got to have faith. Faith to move mountain. Faith where people can be healed. Faith to believe. The Bible says nothing is impossible to him that believe. One of the biggest problems we are having in the kingdom of God is not that we don't believe. It's because many of us have unbelief and we're listening to negative people. Negative people will cause you to stop trusting God. Negative people will tell you that God can't do that. The devil is a liar. Our God is able to do anything he wants to do. There is nothing too hard for God. Stop listening to your family and start listening to the spirit. Stop listening to those people that ain't saved and listen to the man of God. Stop listening to people who's not your shepherd and begin to listen to your shepherd. The reason why we can't see you delivered, because you won't believe God. You won't trust him enough to do that. And he can do exceedingly and abundantly above what you can even ask or even think. You got to start hearing the word of God. Placing the word of God in your spirit. Put the word of God in your heart. Meditate upon it day and night, that you may have good success, that you may make your way prosper, that you will trample on the kingdom of darkness, that you will know that you have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You got to keep having faith. You got to keep trusting him. You got to keep believing. You got to keep going. You got to keep walking. Just like Pastor said, you got to keep walking around your Jericho. You got to keep walking around that wall. You got to keep walking. And when he tell you to shout, you better shout. There's some walls that need to come down. There's some things that need to be pulled down that you got to keep walking. Prayer and fasting, supplication and intercession. You got to keep going. You got to keep going even when you don't see it, even when you don't believe it, even when you can't touch it, even when you don't hear it. You got to keep going. You got to keep walking. Don't give up. Don't give in. No matter what they say, no matter what they're thinking, no matter what they keep hearing, just keep going. Just keep trusting him. Just keep walking around the walls of Jericho. Eventually the walls will come down. Eventually the walls will come down. They didn't come overnight. It wasn't one day. It wasn't 2 days. It wasn't 3 days. It wasn't 4 days. It wasn't 5 days. It wasn't 6 days. But the seventh day. Woo, Jesus. But the seventh day. Woo, hallelujah. The seventh day. Them walls came tumbling down. And they went in and took the city. Sometimes you got to keep praying. It may be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, and the 7th month, he releases your blessing. Because you didn't give up. Because you didn't give in. You didn't let go. You kept the faith. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep praying. You keep fasting. You keep studying. You keep calling out. You keep singing songs of Zion. You didn't let go. You hold on to God's hand. You got to keep believing. Them negative people, you got to rebuke them and move away from them. Because they'll hinder your miracle. They'll hinder your blessing. They'll hinder your healing. They'll hinder your breakthrough. They'll hinder your deliverance. You got to get into a place when sometimes you've got to get selfish and stop calling everybody and telling them to pray and touch and agree with you. You got to call on the Holy Spirit and ask him, God, do this for me. Show up and show out. Hallelujah. He's been too good to you. And when your faith goes dwindling down, you need to think back over your life, where he brought you from, where he brought you up out of Lodibar, where he delivered you from drinking, he delivered you from lying, he delivered you from whoremongering, he delivered you and your children, he saved you, he sanctified you, he filled you, he washed you, he purged you, he cleansed you, he built you up, he gave you houses that you did not build, cars that you didn't pay for, he gave you jobs that you couldn't even get when you were working for the enemy. But now God opened the doors. You gotta think back over your life. Every time your faith to dwindle, think about how he delivered you, where he brought you from. I remember one time I couldn't understand why God kept on bringing up to the people of Israel what he did for them. Every time he brought them out of the people of Israel, he brought them out and then he kept on rehearsing the thing that he did for them. And I said, God, why you keep repeating yourself? He said, I gotta bring it back to your remembrance so you don't forget where I brought you from, that your faith can continue to grow, that you will know and understand, if I delivered you then, I'll deliver you now, and I'll deliver you when you go into your promise. I'll continue to open up doors. I'll continue to make
ways. I'll continue to do what I said I'll do. I'm a God that I shall not lie. Neither am I the son of man that I should not repent. I told you in my word, whatever I said, I'll do it. If you trust and believe me, I'll heal you. If you trust and believe me, I'll open up doors for you. If you trust and believe me, I'll heal you. If you trust and believe me, I'll let you be a walking miracle. If you trust and believe me, I'll let you know that I'll let you stand in the time of adversity. When you trust me, there is nothing too hard for me to do in your life. Hallelujah. You got to keep having faith. This is a faith walk. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. When you go to the doctors and they give you a bad report, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. When they send that UI bill and you can't pay it, lift it up to God and say, God, you handle this. Because you're my father. You own a cattle over 1,000 hills. You own everything. You said you will protect me. You said you will provide all of my needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You said. That is your word, and I'm giving it back to you because it belongs to you. You said that you have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. So why should I beg when you are my master? You are my father. You are my everything. I trust in you and I believe in you. Half of that ain't even in my notes. When the Holy Ghost take over, you just go with the Holy Ghost. You got to really trust God. This is not the season to walk away from God. This is the season to get closer to God. This is the season to hold on to his unchanging hands. Because if you are not saved, your lights and your life can be required at a twinkling of an eye. So you got to be steadfast in God. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. We're talking about nothing shall be impossible. We're still talking about the impossible, which God can make possible. Some of the greatest part in the word of God that we have to understand is that when God did all these miracles in the book of Hebrews, we will see the men and women of God that he used mightily to do things that seemed impossible. But it was possible with God. Seemed impossible. See what I said? I said seemed impossible, but God made it possible because they believe. When God parted the Red Sea for the people of Israel, it was so much water that they couldn't see before them. But God parted it and they walked on dry land. We have never seen that before. We can't walk on dry land like that in a sea, you'll drown. But God did it for them. The seas pulled back on both sides and they walked right across. They walked. They wasn't scared. The water didn't touch them. They walked right between. And as their enemy came up against them, what God did, began to close the water behind them. Close the water behind them. Just like when the enemy is coming up behind you, God is going to close the water to drown them. God is going to close the water to drown them. Esther, when the people of Israel were in trouble again, God delivered them. Saul, who was one of the greatest persecutors of the kingdom of God, became one of the most powerful teachers and preachers of the Old Testament. So you can't tell me God can't use your son that is selling drugs. You can't tell me God can't use a prostitute and turn them into a minister. You can't tell me God can't use somebody that nobody would look at. Nobody will use. God used a cusser and a liar and a cheaters
in the Word of God. They were some of the most powerful men and women of God that served and did what he wanted them to do. I'm pulling down to a close. One of the greatest examples that we're going to see is, I'm going to name about four to five examples of what it is that seemed impossible, but God made it possible. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7, the woman who only had a little bit of oil with Elisha, she and her son were the only one left, and she needed money to pay her debtors. She came to the man of God, and she said, "Man of God, what should I do?" She said, he told her to go get all borrows, all the bottles from her neighbors and all over. And as she continued to fill the oil, the little bit of oil kept on stretching, kept on stretching, kept on stretching, kept on stretching. Your little bit can become much. Your little bit can become much. When your cabinet is empty and only one can, and God keeps stretching it. God keeps stretching. When you only got $50 in your bank account, but you got a $300 bill, and God keeps stretching it. And God keeps stretching it. When you only had a little bit of gas in your gas tank, and you don't know when your next era, when you're going to get to find another gas place, because you only have $4. And right now, your tank is on E, and God keeps stretching. God keeps stretching, and you go to work and you came back and you still got gas. You go to the grocery store and you still got gas. Come on now, tell me that ain't God stretching it. And God continued to stretch her portion, and she knew God as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provide. Just like he's providing for each and every one of us through this season, I can honestly say we are a blessed people. We are healthy. And we are wealthy in the spirit realm. I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about health and wealth, which means we got food in our cabinets. You could cook breakfast this morning. You have dinner. Because somebody right now only got one can of beans. And they got 5 children. And they got to make a decision. Who eats and who don't eat? We know God as our great provider. We know him as our door opener. Second, the woman with the issue of blood in Luke 8 verses 43 through 48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon the physician, neither could be healed of any. Just like many of us, we're going to doctors after doctors, after doctors. We're doing tests after tests after tests, and they can't find nothing. When are you going to realize that it's God wants your attention? When are you going to come to the real physician? The first one who performed the first surgery in the book of Genesis. The one who went through Adam's rib and took out the woman and showed us that a woman came from a man. He is powerful enough to do it for you. It came to pass as she touched his hem of his garment. She didn't even touch his body. She just touched his hem. And she got healed. She knew him as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth it. It's just like many of us. All you need is a touch. All you need is a touch. You don't have to be deep. You don't have to be grand. Just touch. And how you touch is reach out. Reach out. You don't need me. You don't need Minister Jindal to touch him. You don't need pastor. All you need is your own relationship to touch. Just call on him. Call on him. Speak to him. Walk the floor with him. Ask him for what you need. And believe him and see him work miracles in your life. He will turn your issues and your sicknesses all around. All around. She believed God so much, all she wanted to do is just touch the hem of his garment. Can you imagine how much faith that was? She didn't even got touched by him. She touched his clothes. Just his clothes. Many of us, we always want somebody to lay hands on us. We want people to push us to the ground and all this stuff. And half of us, we come up with a back injury more than deliverance. And I really believe even in this pandemic, God is showing us that we don't need man. We need him. We are too depending on man. We got to depend on him. We're too depending on the system, and the system is failing you. I remember Pastor say that a few years ago, or maybe a few months ago, we're depending on the system, and the system is failing us. And it's so true. It is failing us. The system we need to be a part of is the kingdom system that will never fall. No word will be disappear. The word of God will always stand and always be there. Third, the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, those three men were placed inside of the fire by King Nebuchadnezzar. Just like you're in the fire right now. Some of us are. Some of us in some deep trials, some tribulation. Some of us are struggling with death. Some of us are struggling with family member. Some of us are in our bodies in pain. Some of us right now, our head is exploding. Some of us are stressed out because we don't know how we're going to pay the rent, how we're going to pay the mortgage, how we're going to deal with this, how, when God had already got the answer. If you would just lean on him. The three Hebrew boys, they went through the fire, even believing God, because that type of fire, they should have been burnt up. Seven times hot. They were in it, and God stepped in just like he will step in with you. Any situation you are in, God will step in with you and work. Sometimes he's not going to take you out of it because he wants to condition you for it. It's not all the time when you go through a tribulation, he's going to pull you out or bring you out. Sometimes he wants you to stay in so you can learn from that situation, build you up from that situation, strengthen you from that situation, empower you from that situation. Because sometimes it's not the people around you that needs deliverance, it's you that needs the deliverance. Because can I tell you something? No matter what job you go on, there's always devils on your job. So ask God to condition you for the devils on your job. So when you move even to the next place, you're able to handle it. It's the same thing with certain things. Get God to handle you and give you the strength that you need to deal with whatever you're going through. Because we're always asking God, God deliver them from their attitude. God said, I want to deliver you from your attitude. I want to deliver you from your anxiousness. I want to deliver you from your temper. It's not them, it's you. Because often now we are, oh God, I want you to deliver them. God said, it's you now standing in the need of prayer. So I've learned over the last few months, it was me. He been teaching, say, it's you. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I need deliverance too. Deliver me. Because he really had to condition me dealing with some staff members that I had. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, you got to be really saved, sanctified, really filled, prayed up. You better not leave your armor at home. You better have it on. While you're in the fire, God will deliver you. Just like he delivered the people of Israel and the Hebrew boys. He wants to deliver you as well. But your faith needs to increase. Those men believed God. They said, even if he don't deliver us, I still believe. That's what they said. They said that. That was profound. They said, even if he don't deliver us, I'm still delivered. They still believe. Lastly, Jesus Christ is the greatest example we know of miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus fed 5,000 people or more with 5 loaves and 3 fishes. Can you imagine? I like to eat 1 whole fish by myself. He done fed 5,000. And plus, that was just the men that they counted. That didn't count on the women and the children. So can you imagine the portions that, and they were full, and they had leftover of 12 fragments of basket. 12 fragments. That seems impossible, but it was possible. Just like God can stretch you a little bit and make it much. Your little bit can be much. Jesus cast out evil spirit. He also cast out demons and healed people from muteness. He healed people from blind, sickness, diseases, paralyzed people, leprosy, infirm. But his greatest miracle that he did is when he died and he rose on the third day and came up with all power and authority and gave us the opportunity to have right standing relationship with him. That is the greatest miracle we can ever see. And he's sitting right now at the right hand of the Father. We having the opportunity to serve Christ is the greatest miracle that we can ever ask for. Stand. There is nothing impossible for God. Nothing. 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 Nothing impossible for God. He rose Lazarus from the dead. He rose so many people from healing and sicknesses and diseases. He's healed you, you, and you, and you. He's delivered you. He's opened doors in your life, made ways, gave you jobs, promotion, increase, enlarging your territory, blessed you, covered you, covered your children when you prayed, cover your grandchildren. Delivered them. He done opened doors, gave you opportunity to witness to people that you never thought you could witness to. He's shown you stuff that you never thought you would see. He brought you out of the projects and put you as a project leader. He brought you from one house to several homes. He brought you out of and into. You used to have one pair of clothes. Now you got several. You got a walk-in closet. You used to have one pair of shoes. Now you have shoes with an S. God has been good to us. God has been real good to us. And nothing shall be impossible if you believe, brothers and sisters. We got to keep believing and having faith in him because faith without works is dead. Don't give up. Don't give in. Even when the situation seems impossible, know that God can make it possible. Hallelujah. But he said to tell you, even though it's possible, sometimes I don't have to make it possible. Because my will is not your will. My ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Ask me, is it my will for it to be possible? Because some things he let happens for reasons. He won't tell me he's God. He's God all by himself. He don't have to. He made me, I don't make him. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to come to terms with some things and be in the will of God when God says yes, no, or maybe so. We have to come to terms with God's will. And the hardest part of us believing is that we don't want to come to God's will concerning some things. We have to trust him. And we have to believe him. First of all, I would like to pray for those, if you're not saved today, even online, if you would like to accept Christ, we will not leave here without asking you if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Try him. Try him. Something that pastor said that was so powerful. Do you have your eternal insurance ready policy? Your eternal insurance policy is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and serving him for the rest of your life. Many of us, we prepared our life insurance. We prepare all these burial arrangements, but are you really prepared with your eternal life insurance? That was powerful. I kept that. Are you ready? And even if you are a backslider and you want to come back to God, right where you are, you can recommit yourself to Christ. Right online, right in front of your TV, right in front of your iPad, or wherever you are listening, wherever around the world, you can accept Christ right there, back all over again. He said, I'm married to the backslider. And we will accept you because, listen to me, we all have backslide in some state in our whole entire life, in our spiritual journey. Because there's some days that we all have experienced that we don't want to be saved. We don't want to pray. We don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. We all have been through that experience. And if you're not, I need to talk to you because you need to help me out. Because listen, remember, we are spirit beings. Sometimes we can move right quickly into our flesh real quick because we want to have a pity party. Because stuff don't go our way. Because we're blessed children. And when our daddy don't give us what we want, instead of he gives us what we need, we pout. And we act out. Let's be real. Let's be real. It's just like a little child. When I don't give my daughter what she want, that's what she do.
You're being a meanie.
No, I'm not. But that's what happens with us. See? She does it right now. She know it very well. So let's pray. We're going to be praying, and then we'll pray for our faith to increase because we're also going into a season where the increase of suicide rates go really up in this season. People lose their life. People drive into cars to kill themselves because they don't have their families not talking to them, or so many different reasons. And even this pandemic is even worser. Because many people's family are in the hospital, they can't see their family. And they lose hope and they let go when they should be holding on. So we want to pray for the spirit of encouragement. Let's bow our heads. Merciful God, we come to you this morning. I pray that anyone that's not saved that will accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. That they will believe on you right now, Christ Jesus. You are the Son of God that died and rose on the third day with all power and authority in your hands. Father God, I thank you that you can accept them into your kingdom like you accepted each and every one of us. We thank you, God, for the relationship that we have with you. We deny the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we acknowledge you that Jesus Christ is Lord, that you are our sovereign King and Lord of Lords and mighty God. Mighty God, I pray for the backslider that you will touch their hearts and their mind, their soul, body, and their spirit, that they will come back to you, Lord, and serve you and do your will, that you can root them and ground them in you, God, that you will anoint them afresh, God, that they won't have any fear or think about what people are going to say or think. We bind the spirit of negative thought that may come to their mind, that the enemy may infiltrate in their mind. We cast down imagination, every thought that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing it down to captivity to the obedience of Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over them that they will receive the love that we have for them, that we can embrace them and love them and know that we're all loved by Christ and we love them as well. Father God, I pray for every believer that's under the sound of my voice that is online watching, that you would touch us, each and every believer, increase our faith, bless us, God, to believe in you, bless us, God, to trust in you. Increase our faith, Lord. Lord, as we go through even this new season, God, as we go through this holiday season, Father God, I pray, God, that we bind up any sickness, any diseases, any infirmity, oh God. We bind up in the name of Jesus every spirit of suicide, every mass murder, every killing, every wicked spirit that will try to infiltrate and to destroy the kingdom of God or try to infiltrate itself in the kingdom of God. We bind it up. We send it back to the pits of hell. We pray for healing and deliverance. To loosing and setting people free in the name of Jesus. Loose people from depression. Loose people from oppression. Loose people from suicide. Loose people from negative thought and negative thinking. Heal their mind. And I place the helmet of salvation over them. I pray for strength and victory over every situation. Those that are sick and shedding right now, God, heal people's body. Heal First Lady. Heal her. Continue to rest upon her. Continue to heal Sister House. Continue to heal Sister Jindal. Continue to heal the mothers of Zion. Continue to touch the people that are not well. Touch Brother Mike where he is right now. We pray for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will line his body up with your word. Line every man and every woman of God and every child of God's body up with the word of God. And I pray that those that could not be here this morning, that are at home, that are not feeling well, God, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Heal them, God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We rebuke the sickness spirit and infirmity. We send it back to those pits of hell. We pray for deliverance and restoration and rejuvenation to the kingdom of God and to the people of God. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that as we leave this place, but not your presence, as we go to wherever we are going and throughout this week, Lord, that you will bless us, that we will have a blessed and wonderful week. We cover us with the blood. And we thank you for everything that you're going to do. And we lift up your name and give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Let the church say, amen.